thank you all for coming tonight. This is, I hope to be a very special shiur. I said even if I'd be the only one to come, I just wanted to listen to it because I think it's something so so insightful, as hopefully you'll get to know. I want to start by thanking Mrs. Weitzman for who's always at the ladies' shiur that we give on Shabbos, and always so attentive, and if I'm not, and always answering and questioning. And I just had an idea sometime now in the summer. I said, you know, maybe we should put together a 48-way shiur, and Mrs. Weitzman ran with it. And also to our the head of our Neshe, Mrs. Resnick, who also deserves a round of applause. I get such an achas when I see actually both of them are so majorly put together the the Simchas Beis HaShoev in the shul. I think it's one of the greatest accomplishments in the shul. I actually keep a picture of the Simchas Beis HaShoev in my kitchen cabinet. So one I had from last year, one kitchen cabinet. This year I have the next one, so we'll have to get more cabinets. I enjoy it so much. It's really one of the highlights. I thank Mrs. Resnick is actually the one who mentioned to me a couple of months ago. We said we should get some shurim going on in the shul, and everybody was busy, and Hashem just put in my head to jump in. So that's the start.
Thank you for going through with it and actually
okay. Thank you.
Really
thank you. Thank you.
We're here.
We're here. Oh, that was great. That was great. And hopefully next time we'll be downstairs, but I think it's pretty comfortable here as well. Let me jump in and give you a little bit of background, and then we can get into the first year. My goal in giving the shiur, which is called the 48 ways, this is Torah that was given in a very simple, concise, coherent way by Rav Noach Weinberg. A little bit about Rav Noach Weinberg. I had the schus of meeting him towards the latter part of his life. When Rabbi Koren came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he met him, and I got a little bit involved with him. I say, when I've spoken in different places, my Rabbi Weinberg was known. He was the head, he was the dean, he was the Rosh HaYeshiva of Esha Torah. And Rabbi Koren went to Israel. He was summoned there and called. And then Rabbi Koren came back and he said, Chesky, that's my name, we're going to change the world. I said, great, Rav Daniel, what are we going to be doing? This is, I've said this in public many times. Whatever you want to do, you want to open up a pizza shop, we'll open up a pizza shop. We're going to have something. Whatever you want to do, you ready? I'm on board with you. He says, Chesky, we're going to do Kirov. So I said as a joke, Kirov. I don't know a thing about Kirov. I know in English it's spelled with a K. In Hebrew, is it with a Chaf? It was a Kuf. What do I know about Kirov? I don't know. What does a typical man or woman know about Kirov? I knew nothing. And he started talking to me for a long time. Anyway, I always thought Kirov should be, it's an important thing. Number 17 on my list, after Hatzalah and the family and learning and no machlekes and everything, Kirov. Anyway, for many, many months until he finally convinced me. And I got involved in Kirov. And I had the schus of meeting Rav Noach in Brooklyn in a little basement apartment where he stayed when he came to visit. And I remember the first time I met him. And for many, many, many months, I was grappling with how I met him and his discussion. We sat down. He had this American accent. Chesky, how are you? I heard about you from Rabbi Koren. Like you, first, you were already taken aback because he had such a presence about him and he spoke like such a Yankee. And then we were talking, and this person, Rav Noach, was the champion of Kirov. He brought in thousands of people, and I was below a beginner. And so we're talking, and he says, Chesky, what do you think we should do about the problem in America? What should we do about Kirov? So what's rushing in my mind is, who cares what I think? I don't even know how to spell the word. What? Why? And he was serious. He wasn't trying to humor me. He was very serious. What do I... Anyway, we had the conversation, and for many, many, many months, it really bothered me because I knew he was serious about it. But if you ask any intelligent person, really, just being very intelligent, the math professor at Harvard doesn't need to ask a kid in fifth grade about the calculus. It doesn't. Why is he talking to me? He had the success. He knew what to do. I didn't know, but he was brilliant, as we'll see. So why was he asking me? And it was bothering me for a long time, until I finally got it. I don't want to take up too much, but I'll give you the theme because this is the introduction. I got it because Rav Noach expected everybody to take personal responsibility. What are you going to do? I did this. I accomplished what I, Noach Weinberg, can do. What are you going to do? Chesky, Devorah, Yanki, whatever your name is, what are you going to do? Maybe you have a better idea than me. So I have a long white beard and a couple of decades ahead of you. What are you going to do? And that's what he demanded time and again, and hopefully during the course of the shiurim, I'll tell you different things that I learned from him. So I want to accomplish in the shiur, and we'll take a look at the format and see if it works. I really want everybody to understand the shiur and have the takeaways from the shiur. In other words, to really internalize the shiur, internalize the points, and live with it. Because most of the world, most of us, we go to a shiur, hopefully it's semi-interesting, there are a couple of insights, and then an hour or a day goes by. And as I always often say, we come home, so honey, what did the Rav say? Oh, the Rav spoke beautifully, you've heard me say this. The Rav was amazing, he was just the way he looked, and he moved his hands, and he had a story. Bottom line, honey, what did he say? And most of us cannot come back by lunchtime, a half hour later, after we're smelling the cholent, and for sure a day later, and for sure a week later. The part of Torah, the word Torah, as Rav Noach said, Torah is instructions, Torah is instructions. The Torah is a Torah Schaim. It's instructions for living. Our job is to take it and to internalize it and to live it. So, without further ado, what the 48 ways is based on the 48 ways that it's brought down in the Pirkei Avos, in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, which is an added parak later on. It discusses these 48 ways, which Rav Noach put into English language. What do we call it here in the parak? The sixth parak of Pirkei Avos says as follows, that the Torah is niknes ba'arboim u'shmona dvarim. Torah is acquired with 48 ways. The first one, it's called Talmud. The first one is called Talmud, which Rav Noach calls Talmud being aware of every moment. I brought pens. If anybody needs a pen, I have here. I wanted to bring a pad, but I'm going to give you also. You can write on the tissue box. Here, we have the back of a tissue box. He calls being aware of every moment. Now, I want to let you know also another thing. It's funny because I did receive an email today of somebody looking to set up for high school girls. I don't know if anybody else received it. Dovi Kogel sent me an email to set up different shiurim during the week. This is why it's so important, because the men many of them are constantly going to shiurim, and the women need to have shiurim as well. So again, what we're doing here, what you're doing in particular, I think is really tremendous. The format that I want to do is as follows. I would like to give each of you, I had printed out, so I did a little bit of work before. I printed out for you from the Eish site, perfect, look at that. So we have 9 copies. So I would like to give them out, and I want to work with this. I found there is not that much. Again, I'm going to speak about it, but Rav Noach's wording and his is brilliant. So what I want to use this as a format and take it from there. The way he calls the first one is being aware of every moment. He breaks this down, and you'll see the way I like to explain. I want to break down the 5 headings, and then we're going to go into the deeply. Number 1, you'll see the first bolded part. To achieve significant results in life, The effort must be constant. Don't waste a minute. The effort must be constant. So the first one is a C, is constant. If you turn the page, I just want to give you the five bullets. The next one in this class of being aware of every moment is to be continuous. The top of the next page, continuous. The first one is constant. The next one is continuous. The third one, number three, we're making it easy tonight, the three C's. The third one is consistent according to schedule, which we're going to get to this. The fourth he calls is on the next page is cyclical, repetition and review. And the fifth, which is on the bottom of this page, is comprehensive. Be a student of life. So I'm going to jump right in to the first one. I really want to keep it to the clock. We wrote down 8 to 9. It's 8:17. Let's jump in and go. Imagine you're stuck in traffic and another driver is taking dollar bills and throwing them out the window. You can't believe it. The guy is wacko. Every 5 minutes, another dollar flies out the window. You probably never saw this, but you've seen someone throwing 5 minutes out the window. Maybe you even did it yourself. The bus takes off and you're really enjoying the scenery. Oh, a hill, there's a store, there's a park. Sometimes you'll see somebody do this for 5 minutes, sometimes for 10 minutes, 15, 20. If you ever go on a bus, and it's not always the children, you can see adults doing this for a half hour. Now, as Rav Noach explained, that what?
That's a no-no.
It's a no-no. That what?
Sitting around, just looking out a tree.
You're just sitting. So the first minute, we're human. You want to enjoy the Briyas Hashem. You're looking at the trees. You're looking at different things. And that's fine. But after the first couple of minutes, what are we accomplishing? That's what he says over here.